As her aunt and uncle spoke a few moments with the Moorheads, Belle was at last free to greet her friend. When she took Miss Moorhead's hand, she whispered, "I am so nervous, Clarice."
"You, Belle?"
Clarice's glance was openly sceptical.
"Yes, I,"
retorted Belle. At once she felt some of her tension ease. She said fervently,
"Oh, thank you, Clarice. I feel ever so much better now."
Her friend giggled and passed on with her parents into the ballroom. Hidden by the other guests in the receiving line until that moment, Lord Ashton stepped forward. Meeting the Viscount's gaze, Belle's heart bumped painfully. She felt warmth rise in her cheeks and wondered at herself for reacting at the sight of his lordship like little more than a schoolgirl. She had so many admirers, but only in Lord Ashton's presence did she feel as though she became slightly light-headed. She could not imagine why the Viscount should affect her so, since she had barely made his acquaintance. Lord Ashton was escorting an elegant lady whom Belle had no difficulty in recognising. Suddenly, Belle felt her aunt's fingers grip her elbow and heard her astonished whisper,
"Why, it is Lady Ashton!"
Belle knew she was highly honoured by Lady Ashton's presence, and if she hadn't known that she was, she would certainly have realised it by her ladyship's gracious yet distinctly condescending smile. Lady Ashton offered two fingers in greeting.
"Miss Weatherstone?"
"My lady,"
murmured Belle, meeting her ladyship's gaze. Lady Ashton nodded to her. Her grey eyes were cold and appraising.
"Miss Weatherstone, I am glad to have the opportunity to further our acquaintance."
"And I, my lady," said Belle with a smile.
Lady Ashton nodded again and moved forward, making her greeting to the Weatherstones. During the stilted exchanges between the Weatherstones and Lady Ashton, it was revealed by Mrs. Weatherstone that they had been previously acquainted with the Viscount.
"Oh?"
Lady Ashton cast a glance toward her son before bending a polite smile on her hostess.
"I am quite in the dark, Mrs. Weatherstone. Pray do enlighten me."
"Why, did not Lord Ashton mention it to you, my lady? We became quite well acquainted with his lordship during his convalescence last year in Bath," said Mrs. Weatherstone with a smile. "Lord Ashton and my niece often spoke together in the pump room."
"Indeed,"
murmured Lady Ashton. She said all that was proper with a great deal more warmth than before and paused a few steps away to await her son. Lord Ashton bowed over Belle's hand, and as he straightened, his eyes gleamed with amusement. He said quietly, "My mother is a veritable dragon, you know." Belle started to laugh, but quickly changed it to a cough.
"I scarcely know how to reply to that, my lord."
He grinned down at her.
"Damned to perdition, whatever you say, Miss Weatherstone."
"Something of that sort," agreed Belle, with a lurking smile, "though I do not think I would phrase it just so."
Lord Ashton chuckled.
"Naturally not. Pray keep a dance open for me, Miss Weatherstone."
"I shall certainly do so, my lord," said Belle.
She watched as Lord Ashton joined his mother and moved on to make way for other guests still arriving.
"Very well done, Belle,"
said Mrs. Weatherstone approvingly.
"I do believe that you accredited yourself well in Lady Ashton's eyes."
"I hope so, aunt,"
said Belle, and turned to the next guest coming up the stairs. As Lord Ashton escorted his mother into the ballroom, Lady Ashton said,
"You first met the Weatherstones in Bath. How interesting, to be sure."
Instantly, Lord Ashton realised what had happened. He pretended an indifference he did not actually feel.
"Is it?"
It was unfortunate that his previous acquaintance with Miss Weatherstone had come out so soon. He could see that his mother had made the obvious connection to his announced intention to seek his bride in Bath. If there was one thing he did not need, it was Lady Ashton making his tentative attempt at a courtship very much her business.